This is an extraction.
So who are the players?
Biggest drug lord in India versus biggest drug lord in Bangladesh.
Some mythic shit, huh?
Michael, welcome back for another Movies. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. I'm talking about the sort of film which I really enjoy talking about today. It's a film called Extraction. This one stars Chris Hemsworth, Rudraksh Jaiswal, Randeep Hooda and Gulshifateh Farahani. It's directed by Sam Hargrave, who's mainly known as a stunt coordinator, and this is his feature film debut. It's based on a graphic novel called See You Dad by Joe Russo, and he's another guy like Sam Hargrave who's had a bit to do with the Avengers, and this film also happens to be produced or co-produced by Anthony Russo, another guy who's had something to do with the Avengers. So you've got Hemsworth, Hargrave and the Russo brothers, big Avengers connection there, but Extraction is nothing like the Avengers, unless Thor has slightly bulked down to a more athletic physique and swapped his hammer for an automatic rifle and a much more world-weary attitude and has no problem killing a lot of people. This version of Chris Hemsworth is Tyler Rake, a former Special Forces operative. We assume he's SAS because he gets to keep his Australian accent, and he's turned into a mercenary now. In a complete surprise, he's also haunted by his past and likes to drink a bit too much to forget. It's not long before his no-nonsense EA/middlewoman/pimp Nick, played by Farahani, gives him a call to offer him a job. That job being to rescue a kidnapped boy. Seems simple enough, doesn't it? But there's a twist, though. Ovi, played by Jaiswal, has been kidnapped by the most ruthless drug dealer/crime lord/all-round big bad dude in Bangladesh. And he's kidnapped him from the biggest drug dealer/bad dude in India. So this job should obviously be a piece of cake. What could possibly go wrong? Well, of course, everything goes wrong being an action film, and it goes wrong almost from the start. There's a double cross, Rake doesn't know who he can trust, and not only are Rake and Ovi being pursued by the entire Bangladeshi underworld, corrupt police force and army, they also seem to be being pursued by an indestructible cyborg played by Hooda. Now, if you like deep, richly drawn characters and witty dialogue and thoughtfully constructed and complex plot lines, Extraction is probably not the film for you. Maybe go and click on Emma instead. Extraction is a testosterone-fueled, relentless, all-punching, all-kicking, all-shooting, all-stabbing, and often explosive, ultra-violent action film in the tradition of classics like The Raid, Taken, Commando without the homoerotic undertones, John Wick, and Atomic Blonde without the fetishized smoking. Director Sam Hargrave gives a great sense of the claustrophobia and chaos of a crowded South Asian city like Dhaka, and this is even before people start shooting at each other. Sam Hargrave is also obviously a highly talented stunt coordinator. There are some fantastic extended action sequences. There's one that appears to go for about 11 minutes as Rake/Hemsworth dispatches foe after foe, jumping off buildings, and even appears to get hit by a car at one point. So obviously there's a bit of digital trickery there as well. I'm wondering if this film was made in India and Bangladesh, possibly because safety regulations on film sets there are maybe a little bit more relaxed and perhaps maybe life's a bit cheaper. Well, life is certainly cheap if you're unfortunate enough to be a Bangladeshi police officer or soldier in this film trying to stop Chris Hemsworth or Tyler Rake. Sure, the man is trying to rescue a kidnapped kid, but how many widows and orphans is he leaving behind? He's killing more people than coronavirus. This moral conundrum aside, actually, you have to pretty much check a lot of moral conundrums at the door when watching an adult-oriented action film. Yes, I know Thor's in this one, but it's really not for anyone under 15. This film is quite exhilarating to watch, allowing all the frustrations of being cooped up in lockdown and not being able to watch contact sport and perhaps being just an ordinary bloke leading an ordinary life to come flowing out. You'll be pumping your fist and possibly even cheering at the screen. This film is wrong on so many levels. But if you're missing the endorphin rush from the gym or possibly the adrenaline rush of just being out with people who don't live in your house and not killing them, of course, you will draw out a lot of pleasure from Extraction.
Oh, man, it sounds awesome. I do love a good action film, and I've been holding off on it a little bit, actually. I haven't had much time to watch TV, funnily enough. Lockdown is busier than I thought, but this sounds like the perfect Friday night binge for me this weekend. So thanks, Michael.
Always a pleasure.